a desk and stool, and a wardrobe, a curtained, canopied bed in the corner. The bed was enormous, his one real indulgence. He tended to toss restlessly when and if he slept. He smiled wryly, thinking how more than one person had assumed he'd wanted that particular bed for another reason entirely. They'd never believe it if I told them Saville gets more erotic exercise than I do. Oh well, maybe it's a good thing I don't have a lover. He'd wake up black and blue, always assuming I didn't strangle him by accident during a nightmare. But other than that bed, the room was rather plain. Only one window, and that one without much of a view. It certainly wasn't the suite he could have commanded. But what good is a suite when I hardly see Haven, much less my own room? He put his feet up on the low, scarred table between the chairs in defiance of etiquette. He could have requisitioned a footstool, but somehow I never think of it until I'm 5 leagues down the road headed out. There's never enough time for anything. Not since Elspeth died, anyway. And gods, please let me be wrong about Randale. His eyes blurred, he shook his head to clear them. Only then did he see the pile of letters lying beside his feet and groaned at the all-too-familiar seal on the uppermost one, the seal of Within, Lord of Forced Reach and Vanyell's father. 28 years old, and he still makes me feel 15, and in disgrace. Why me? He asked the gods, who did not choose to answer. He sighed again and eyed the letters sourly. It was dauntingly thick. Hellfire. It and every other problem can damn well wait until after I've had a bath. A bath, and something to eat that doesn't have mold on it, and something to drink besides boiled mud. Now, did I leave anything behind the last time I was here that was fit to wear? He struggled to his feet and rummaged in the wardrobe beside his bed, finally emerging with a shirt and breeches of an old and faded blue that had once been deep sapphire. Thank the gods, not whites, and I won't be wearing whites when I get home. It's going to be so nice to wear something that doesn't stain when you look at it. Unfair, nagged his conscience. Properly treated, the uniform of heraldic whites was so resistant to dirt and stains that the non-herald suspected magic. He ignored the insistent little mental voice. Although I don't know what I'm going to do for uniforms, dear father would hardly have known his son covered in mud, stubbled, ashes in his hair. He emptied the canvas pack on the floor and rang for a page to come in and take the mishandled uniforms away to be properly dealt with. They were in exceedingly sad shape, stained with grass and mud and blood, some of it his own. Some were cut and torn, and most were nearly worn out. He'd have taken one look and figured I'd been possessed. Not that the Karsites didn't try that, too. At least near possession doesn't leave stains. Not on uniforms, anyway. What am I going to do for uniforms? Oh, well, worry about that after my bath. The bathing room was at the other end of the long, wood-paneled, stone-floored hallway. At mid-morning, there was no one in the hall, much less competing for the tubs and hot water. Vanyell made the long trudge in a half daze, thinking only how good the hot water would feel. The last bath he'd had, except for the quick one at the inn last night, had been in a cold stream, a very cold stream, and with sand, not soap. Once there, he shed his clothing and left it in a heap on the floor, filled the largest of the 3 wooden tubs from the copper boiler, and slid into the hot water with a sigh. And woke up with his arms draped over the edges and going numb, his head sagging down on his chest, and the water lukewarm and growing colder. A hand gently touched his shoulder. He knew without looking that it had to be a fellow herald. If it hadn't been, if it had even been someone as innocuous as a strange page, Vanyell's tightly strung nerves and battle-sharpened reflexes would have done the unforgivable. He'd have sent the intruder through the wall before he himself had even crawled out of the depths of sleep, probably by non-magical means, but magical or non-magical, he suddenly realized that he could easily hurt someone if he wasn't careful. He shivered a little. I'm hair-triggered, and that's not good.
Unless you plan on turning into a fishman, Harold Tantris said, craning his head around the partition, screening the tub from the rest of the bathing room. And into Vanyell's view with cautious care. You'd better